offering our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, we welcome you to this week's episode of Shravanam, Mananam, Niridhyasanam. As always, I have with me Brother Sai Prakash, who is going to be co-hosting the show with me. We are in the final discourse of the 1990 summer course series, and this, I think, is the third or fourth week we are going into this discourse. And this discourse has been on the importance of Veda and Vedanta, and it has been our pleasure to have the company of Praveena sir from the Sri Satyasai High Secondary School, nothing short of an expert in this topic, and we are very glad that this week too we have his company. So before we begin, I extend our hearty welcome to Praveena sir once again.
Thank you.
Sairam sir.
Sairam.
Sairam Sai Prakash.
Sairam.
In a sense, this has been quite a theoretically heavy discourse compared to some of the other ones we've been through. But that story which Swami narrated last time, that was indeed very interesting. And it's also, often Swami would say, the importance of Puranas.
Yes.
Where very, very profound messages are hidden in simple stories. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes them special.
Correct. In fact, the whole story of how he brought out the Vedas, and then the titli birds came and ate them, and yes, that's what became Taittiriya.
Yeah.
I think it also has a symbolic connotation to it.
Yeah, last time I just made a mention, the very fact that you omitted the knowledge, which means the digested food. Digested food is being vomited, which means he has simplified such a complex knowledge of the Vedas, which was picked up by the rest of the disciples of the Vaishampayana.
Yes. So, when Yajnavalka actually simplified the Vedas and then gave it out, then he lost all knowledge of them.
He lost all the knowledge and he decided that he will not have any human guru henceforth.
Okay.
That's why he prayed to Lord Surya, who is said to be the master of all the Vedas.
Okay.
And then Lord Surya became very happy with Yajnavalkya, and he gives him the knowledge which was not revealed to anybody else earlier. That's why that part has become the Shukla Yajurveda, which is also called Vajasaneyi.
Correct.
Okay, named after Vajin.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think we had a small discussion where this Vaji is alternatively a horse or a bird.
Yes, because
in Sanskrit you could have many meanings.
Yeah, yeah.
And since Swami mentioned that it is an offering to his forefathers, it's more likely it could be a bird.
Yes, yes, definitely. See, that Prakash, that is the beauty of Sanskrit language.
Sir.
You can see a particular word will have a root from where it has been originated.
Okay.
But the root may have so many meanings.
Okay.
Maybe one small example I can give here. When you say the word pranava, actually pranava is nothing but omkaram.
Correct.
But this pranava actually has got two important roots from which it has been derived. One is rakshana dhatu, other one is alptr.
Okay.
Okay, the two important dhatus. But this alptr dhatu has got so many meanings.
Okay.
Rakshana, gati, kanti, tripti, avagama, preeti, pravesha, sravana, samissa, iccha, kirti, vyapti, dana, alingana, bhoga, vriddhi. All these mean they are different meanings of the same root.
One root has so many meanings.
So many meanings. So depending upon the context, you can see the words are being used. That is the beauty of Sanskrit language.
Amazing. Amazing. So, it can be very confusing, no sir?
It may be confusing, but at the same time, depending upon the context, you have to see the words before that, the words after that, and see the context and develop the meaning.
The only other shloka which Swami often quoted in a very jovial fashion in his discourses is Shuklam Varadaram Vishnum.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Swami would say, Shuklam Varadaram Vishnum Sashivarnam Chaturbhujam.
Yes, yes, yes.
The one who is wearing, adorned with white dress, and who is having four limbs.
Yes,
ever smiling.
Ever smiling. Prasanna Vadanam Dhyaye Sarva Vigno Pashantiye. Then he says, for those who are devotees of the Lord, they say it is Lord Vishnu.
Lord Vishnu.
Lord Vishnu. And for atheists, they say that is a donkey.
It's a donkey.
So one who is wearing the white dress, literally meaning one who is carrying the white dress, then has four limbs and is always in bliss. So that's...
See, one more shloka comes to my mind at this juncture, Sai Prakash. Because in Sanskrit, you can see the alankara called the Slesha Alankara. It's very powerful. which is there in English also, what you call pan.
Okay.
God is nowhere, but if you rearrange them, God is now here.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Similarly, one shloka, yaha putana marana labdha kirtihi, kakodaro nama vinita darpaha, yashoda yalankrita kirti ravyat, patiryadunam athava raghunam.
Okay.
So this particular verse refers to, if you spit in one way, Yadunam Pati, Lord Krishna.
Correct.
Spit in other way, Raghunam Pati.
Okay.
Kutu Rama all the way. Yaha Puta Nama Rana Labdha Kirtihi. But if you spit other way, Yaha Putana Marana Labdha Kirtihi.
Beautiful.
Kakodaro Nama Vinita Darpaha, Yashodaya Alankrita Kirti Ravyat, Yashodaya. Okay, mother of Krishna. Mother but Yashaha Daya Alankrita. The one who is adorned with Yashas Daya, Sri Rama. So like that, they can be applied to both Rama and Krishna. See, that's the beauty of Sanskrit language, you see. There's one small example that I give.
Very nice.
I think there's another verse which is about Ganesha also, which comes with contrary words.
Yes. There are quite a few verses.
Ekadantam, Anekadantam.
Yes.
That is also...
All depends upon how you actually rearrange, spread the words and rearrange them and try to get the meaning out of them.
I think that's also the reason why when Kumbhakarna and all seeked for blessings from Mother Saraswati.
Yes.
Their tongue, the way they pronounced their wish.
Yes.
That was also, I think, related to this, or Saraswati influenced them to...
That is a different... Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because under the influence of Mother Saraswati, he asked for a totally different mood.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. See, you can see also... because you are coming to the importance and also greatness of Sanskrit language, if you want to say one dry tree is in front of you, you simply say in Sanskrit, Shushkaha Vrikshaha Agre Tishtati.
Okay.
But same thing can be told in another way. Neerasa Taruhu Vilasati Purataha. So, Shushko Vrikshas Tishtati Agre is equal to Neerasa Taruriva Vilasati Purataha.
Okay.
You see? So, tough word. Tough sentence, Shushko Vrikshas Tishtatyagre. It's nothing but Neerasa Taruriva Vilasati Purataha. Both meanings are same.
Wow.
So that
poetic.
It's a poetic.
Yeah.
So that's why the Vedic, when you discuss about Vedas and the meanings that can be derived from the Vedas, it's very, very difficult to comprehend.
Correct.
One can possibly comprehend in one way, but other scholar, great scholar, can possibly comprehend altogether different way. At the same time, it's not wrong. It's all meaning, different meanings contained in the Vedas. It could be contextual.
And contextual, and also depending on the person who is interpreting
exactly,
on his level of understanding.
Yes.
There is that famous, writings by Umar Khayyam.
Okay.
You know, he was for long believed to be a mundane poet who wrote about wine and wrote about worldly love and all that. But it seems... I think Yogananda, Paramahamsa Yogananda, he was the one who kind of unraveled it, and he said he's no ordinary poet, he's actually a Sufi saint.
Yes.
And this is what he meant by what he wrote. Hmm. And the moment that revelation was given, the entire work of Umar Khayyam, you know, took a different color altogether.
Yes.
So I think even in case of the saint Jayadeva, his Gita Govindam is said to have a lot of inner meaning.
Yes.
Compared to what it actually depicts on the face of it.
Exactly, yes. See, all depends upon how you are able to interpret, at what status of mind that you are able to interpret. Possibly you will be able to get a different meaning altogether.
I think that is also the reason why we have the Upanishads and Vedanta.
Yes.
Where the same Vedic mantras were kind of reinterpreted when those saints looked at it even more keenly.
Yes.
And they brought out the Mahavakyas and they said this is what it essentially stands for.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Upanishads, they have the same shlokas which are taken from Vedas, or they have a different set of shlokas?
Different set of shlokas. Okay. There could be some repetitions.
Okay.
But usually they form altogether a different literature altogether.
Okay.
Yes.
And Puranas, where do they fit in? Are they a part
Puranas
of...
actually, they came into existence much later.
Okay.
According to the most of the knowledge that we have, the Puranas actually came much later. Rishas Chandamsi Samani Puranam Yajushasaha Uchista Jajnire Sarve Divideva Divischitaha. Which means, after the birth of Rishas Samani Chandamsi, Rigveda Yajurveda Samaveda, after that only Puranam Yajushasaha, then came to exist in Puranas.
Okay.
From whom? From where? Uchishta Jajnire Sarve Divideva Divishchita. From a noble person by name, Uchishta. A very noble person, Uchishta. Agni Kunda Samudboto Suta Nirmala Manasaha. Now this Uchishta actually is he seemed to have originated from the Agni Kunda itself. Oh. Such a noble person. He seemed to have given these Puranas originally. From there, it has passed down to his children by name Sauti Ugrasavas. From there, it was passed down to the subsequent generations. In what form? In the form of various stories. Harikatha, Burrakatha, what we say nowadays, is nothing but actually the stories contained in the Puranas were being revealed.
Correct.
Even today we have this tradition of Harikatha, Burrakatha, so many stories are being very beautifully narrated. But these are actually stories told by Sutas, Suta Puranas. So although Puranas are said to be very old compared to what we have many of the other texts today, they are quite old. But yet the message and the many important principles given in the Puranas are applied even today. That's why Purana, Pura Api Navina, Purana. Although they are very old, but yet the message is profound and also very much applicable for today.
Ever new means
yes. New.
Yes.
Beautiful. So we'll go to the next clip in that discourse. I think exactly the point where we stopped was when Swami spoke about Lord Sun giving the
correct
knowledge to Yajnavalkya.
Yes.
యజుర్వేదములో రెండుగా విభజింపబడుతూ వచ్చింది.
యజుర్వేదా ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇంటూ టూ డివిజన్.
వేదములు నాలుగైనప్పటికీ ఈ యజుర్వేదం విభజించడం చేత ఐదుగా రూపొందుతూ వచ్చాయి.
వేదాస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఫోర్ బికాస్
యజుర్వేద సామవేద అథర్వణ వేద. అయితే యజుర్వేదంలో కృష్ణ యజుర్వేదము శుక్ల యజుర్వేదము రెండుగా విభజించడం చేత ఐదు వేదములుగా రూపొందినాయి.
ఒరిజినలీ వేదాస్ ఆర్ ఫోర్. As Yajurveda was divided into two, Krishna and Shukla Yajurveda, they became five.
Anadu, Suryopasana Cheta, Suryanugrahani Pondi, Yedi, ee lokamulaku pradhanamainatuvanti, ani vimarsinchukuni, vicharinchukuni, anni vidhamulaga parishilana salpi, deshaniki konni rakamulainatuvanti yokka samanya manavulaku sariyainatuvanti yokka kartavya karmalanu bodhisthu vachadu Yajnavalkudu.
Yajnavalkya worshipped God Son, earned his grace, and he wanted to just know what is very essential for every ordinary human being in this world. For the good of the world, for the welfare of the world, he just found out certain truths.
Na kutumbikulu annadanam salpatam cheta kada. Eenadu surude vajisarupamu dharinchu vachadu.
As my ancients performed charity of food in the olden days,
kanukane
sun god
annadanamu kante adhika danam bedi talli dandrula kante daivamedi jagadita pamukam satya seelam bedi దయ కంటే ఎక్కువ ధర్మమేది సుజన సంగతి కన్నా సుజన సంగతి కన్నా చూడలాభం వేది దయ కంటే ఎక్కువ ధర్మమేది సుజన సంగతి కన్నా చూడలాభం వేది క్రోధంబు కన్న శత్రుత్వమేది రుణము కంటెను నరునకు రోగమేది ధరణి అపకీర్తి కంటెను మరణమేది సర్వదా కీర్తి కంటెను మరణయేది సర్వదా కీర్తి కంటెను స్మరణయేది అన్నదానము కన్నా అధిక దానం బేది.
వాట్ గ్రేటర్ చారిటీ ఈజ్ దేర్ దాన్ చారిటీ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్.
తల్లిదండ్రుల కన్నా దైవమేది.
విచ్ గ్రేటర్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ దేర్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ వన్స్ ఓన్ పేరెంట్స్.
జగదీతపము కన్నా సత్యశీలం బేది.
What greater truth and integrity can be there than the tapas?
దయకంటే ఎక్కువ ధర్మమేది.
కెన్ దర్ బి గ్రేటర్ ధర్మ దాన్ కైండ్నెస్?
సంగతి కన్నా చూడ లాభం వేది.
కెన్ దర్ బి గ్రేటర్ ప్రాఫిట్ దాన్ గుడ్ కంపెనీ?
క్రోధంబు కన్నా శత్రుత్వమేది.
నో గ్రేటర్ ఎనిమీ దాన్ యాంగర్.
రుణము కంటేను నరునకు రోగమేది.
నో గ్రేటర్ డిసీజ్ దాన్ ఇండెటెడ్నెస్.
సర్వదా కీర్తి కంటేను సంపదేది.
నో గ్రేటర్ వెల్త్ దాన్ ది గుడ్ నేమ్.
స్మరణ కంటేను మించిన ఆదరణ ఏది.
నో గ్రేటర్ జ్యువెలరీ ఆర్ డెకొరేషన్ దాన్ స్మరణ చాంటి.
దీనికి మించినటువంటివి ఈ జగత్తులో లేవు అని యాజ్ఞవల్కుడు హృదయపూర్వకంగా విశ్వసించి ఆనాటి నుంచి కూడాను తల్లిదండ్రుల సేవ, గురు సేవ, అన్నదానము యందు ప్రధానమైనటువంటి ఒక స్థానమును వహించి శిష్యులకు ఈ విధముగా బోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
యాజ్ఞవల్క్య రియలైజ్ ది ట్రూత్స్, డిక్లేర్డ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ట్రూత్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ థింగ్స్ ఆన్ అర్త్ అండ్ హీ అండర్టూక్ టీచింగ్, రెస్పెక్టింగ్ ది పేరెంట్స్ అండ్ సర్వింగ్ ది పేరెంట్స్.
ఏకాదశి దినము మన యొక్క క్లాసెస్ ప్రారంభమైంది.
డియర్ స్టూడెంట్స్, అవర్ క్లాసెస్ స్టార్టెడ్ ఆన్ ఏకాదశి.
ఏకాదశి దినంతో మనము ఈ క్లాసెస్ ను పరిపూర్ణం చేస్తున్నాం.
వీఆర్ క్లోజింగ్ అండ్ కంప్లీటింగ్ అవర్ క్లాసెస్ ఆన్ అగైన్ ది ఏకాదశి.
ఈ క్లాసులు అన్ని కూడాను కేవలము ఏకాదశి వ్రతములుగా మనం భావించాలి.
వీ షుడ్ కన్సిడర్ అండ్ ట్రీట్ ఆల్ దీస్ క్లాసెస్ యాజ్ ది ఏకాదశి వౌ.
ఈ వ్రతములు ఎందు అనేక మంది పెద్దలు, అనుభవజ్ఞులు,
లర్నెడ్ పీపుల్, ఎల్డర్స్ హూ హావ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దీస్ థింగ్స్
హృదయపూర్వకంగా మీకు అనేక విషయములను బోధిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దే హావ్ టాట్ యూ ఫ్రమ్ ది కోర్ ఆఫ్ దర్ హార్ట్ మెనీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్స్.
ఊరకరారు మహాత్ములు, వారందరూ కూడా మీకు సులభంగా చిక్కేటువంటి వారు కాదు.
దోస్ గ్రేట్ టీచర్స్ హావ్ టాట్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ ఈజీలీ అవైలబుల్ టు యూ.
స్వామైనా మీకు సులభంగా చిక్కినాడు కానీ వారెవరు చిక్కరు మీకు.
స్వామి అట్లీస్ట్ ఈజీలీ అవైలబుల్ బట్ నాట్ దోస్ పీపుల్.
అలాంటి వారు వచ్చి ఎంతో భక్తి సిద్ధులతో, ప్రేమతో, హృదయపూర్వకంగా మీకు అనేక విషయాలు బోధిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
సచ్ గ్రేట్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ విత్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్, విత్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్, హ్యావ్ టాట్ యూ మెనీ వాల్యుయబుల్ థింగ్స్.
వీటిని భక్తి శ్రద్ధతో,
దీస్ విల్ హావ్ టు బి టేకన్ విత్
డివోషన్.
అండ్ యూ హావ్ ఆల్సో యాక్సెప్ట్.
కేవలం స్వీకరించినంత మాత్రమే నాకు చాలదు.
బై మియర్లీ రిసీవింగ్ దెమ్ విత్ డివోషన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ సఫిషియెంట్. యూ హావ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ దెమ్.
ఏ కొన్నైనప్పుడు మీరు ఆచరణలో పెట్టి దీనిని ఇతరులకు కూడాను ఆదర్శప్రాయంగా అందించాలి.
యూ మస్ట్ అట్లీస్ట్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఎ ఫ్యూ ఆఫ్ ద థింగ్స్ విచ్ యూ లెర్న్ టు హియర్ అండ్ మేక్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్.
ఈ వేదమునందు మనం గుర్తించినటువంటివి 5 ప్రాణములు, వాటిని మీరు భద్రగా ఎప్పుడిప్పుడు కూడా చిన్న చిన్న కూడా మీరు స్మరిస్తూ రావాలి.
యూ హ్యావ్ టు కాన్స్టెంట్లీ రిమెంబర్ ద 5 లైవ్ బ్రెత్స్ విచ్ యూ హ్యావ్ లెర్న్ హియర్.
అలక్ష్యం చేయకూడదు.
యూ షుడ్ నో
గురువుల యొక్క ఆజ్ఞ కాని, తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క ఆజ్ఞ కాని, పెద్దల యొక్క ఆజ్ఞ కాని మీరు అలక్ష్యం చేయరాదు.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ బీ ఇండిఫరెంట్ టు ది కమాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్రిసెప్టర్, పేరెంట్స్, ఎల్డర్స్ అండ్
అవినయంగా మీరు మెలగరాదు.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ కండక్ట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్
వినయులై. మీరు విద్యను స్వీకరించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ లెర్న్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ విత్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమిలిటీ అండ్ ఒబీడియన్స్.
మీ తెలివితేటలను ఆధారం చేసుకుని అహంకారమునకు ఏమాత్రమో అవకాశం ఇవ్వరాదు.
డూ నాట్ గివ్ రూమ్ ఫార్ ఎనీ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆరోగెన్స్ అండ్ ఈగో ఆన్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఓన్.
ఇతరులు ఉన్నత స్థాయిలో అభివృద్ధి అందుతున్నారని వారిని చూచి మనము అసూయ పడరాదు.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ బికమ్ జెలస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ బెటర్ దాన్ యూ ఇన్ ఎనీ రెస్పెక్ట్.
ఇవి నాలుగు మీలో ప్రవేశించిన అసభ్యమనేటువంటిది మీకు ఆవరిస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్
సమాజంలో మీరు అసభ్యంగా ప్రవర్తించడం ప్రారంభమవుతుంది.
If you are having all these 4 defects in you, then your behavior will not be appreciated and will not be helpful to the society.
ఈ 15 దినములు కూడాను బోధించినటువంటి యొక్క పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క వేదాంత సారము.
Dear students, The essence of the Vedas which you have learned during these 15 days.
సకల శాస్త్ర పురాణ ఇతిహాసముల యొక్క ప్రమాణములను మదించి అందించినటువంటి సుధా నిధి.
This is the sweet nectar in essence which is of all the scriptures, all the Vedas, all the
నీ భవిష్యత్తు భావి భారతోద్ధారకులు.
You are going to be the well-wishers of
మీరే భవిష్యత్తు యందు leaders.
In future, you are going to be the leaders. You are going to be the
మీరు ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి జీవితాన్ని అందించాలి.
You should offer your lives as an ideal.
సత్య మార్గములో ప్రవేశించాలి.
Enter the path of truth.
మనము ధర్మాన్ని ఆచరించాలి.
Practice righteousness.
ధర్మో రక్షతి రక్షితః. ధర్మాన్ని మనం రక్షించినప్పుడు మనల్ని ధర్మం రక్షిస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ ప్రొటెక్ట్ రైచియస్నెస్, రైచియస్నెస్ ఇన్ టర్న్ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ.
ఎలాంటి పరిస్థితులు ఏందైనా కూడాను మీరు వీటిని ఏమాత్రం కూడా ఉల్లంఘించరాదు.
అండర్ ఎనీ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ వయలేట్ దీస్ థింగ్స్.
లోక సంబంధమైనటువంటి విద్యలు మాత్రమే అభ్యసిస్తామని మీరు భావించవచ్చు.
యూ మే కన్సిడర్ దట్ యుడ్ లైక్ టు లెర్న్ ఓన్లీ ది వన్
విద్యలతో పాటు దీనిని కూడాను మనము జత చేర్చుకోవాలి.
అలాంగ్ విత్ దట్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ యు కంబైన్ దీస్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
ఇవన్నీ బాహ్య సంబంధమైనటువంటి లోక సంబంధమైనటువంటి జీవనోపాధి నిమిత్తము ఆచరించేటువంటి అభ్యసించేటువంటి విద్యలు.
ది ఓన్లీ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ అర్నింగ్ ఎ లైవ్లీహుడ్ అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎ కంఫర్టబుల్ ఫిజికల్ వరల్డ్లీ లైఫ్.
కానీ వీటి అన్నింటికి ఆధారమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మస్వరూపాన్ని విస్మరించరాదు.
బట్ యూ హావ్ టు ఫర్మ్లీ బిలీవ్ Atma, which is the very basis of all these things.
It is so thrilling to hear Swami say that, you know, what you've heard in these past 15-16 days is the essence of all the Vedanta, all the Itihasas, Puranas. You know, to even think that, to receive all this from Swami himself, how fortunate were those people who were seated there, and how fortunate are all of us, you know, to go through it again and in our own free time over the span of more than a year to listen to all this. Really, we should feel really grateful for that.
When Swami was giving those five qualities and he says Vinayam should have humility, what that statement which he made before, he said, Swami also you can get easily, but these scholars, yes. Yes. What humility, I mean,
absolutely.
It was so...
Because Vinaya is said to be the very hallmark of a learned person. Vidya dadati Vinayam.
Correct, sir.
ఇంకా వినయాద్యాతి పాత్రతాం పాత్రత్వ ధనమాప్నో ధనాధర్మం తతస్సుకం. సో వినయ హ్యూమిలిటీ ఇస్ ద బేసిక్ వర్చ్యూ దట్ వన్ లెర్న్డ్ పర్సన్ కెన్ హ్యావ్.
కరెక్ట్.
ఇట్స్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బిహేవియర్.
అండ్ హీ సెడ్ దిస్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఏకాదశి వ్రతం. సో యూ హ్యావ్ అండ్ వాట్ స్వామి హెస్ కంప్లీటెడ్ ఇన్ 15 డేస్ ఐ థింక్ ఇట్ ఇస్ బికాస్ ద ఫస్ట్ డే హీ గివ్
టూ డిస్కోర్సెస్ మార్నింగ్ అండ్ ఈవినింగ్.
ఫోర్త్ నైట్ we have taken 1 year.
And even that Telugu padyam which Swami sang was so beautiful.
Correct.
Saying what is dharma, what is sin, what
yes,
is
yes, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the importance of even the food and also doing a narayana seva, Swami has mentioned I think in that particular verse,
right?
You know, yes,
there's no gift higher than the gift of food.
Yes. Correct. Yes.
In fact, Swami says that is what Yajnavalkya says, because he says that is what has earned me this blessing of receiving this knowledge from sun god.
Yes. Yes. If you see other way also, when we talk about the sun god, even scientifically thinking, sun is said to be the ultimate source of energy for all the living organisms.
Okay.
All the plants, when you see, they are able to expose themselves to the solar radiation and prepare food by photosynthesis.
Correct.
Isn't it? So that's why you can see the sun acting as the important or the ultimate source of energy for all the beings, from the sun to the plants.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you can see the energy being passed on in the form of food to the next level of this in the food chain to the animals.
Correct.
So you can see the herbivores, carnivores, etc. coming later.
Mm-hmm.
So we have got autotrophs, heterotrophs, biologically thinking.
Correct.
So that's how you can see. It is the sun who is said to be the ultimate source of energy and sustaining force for all the living organisms. Yes.
And then of course Swami goes on to say that, you know, there is no dharma greater than compassion.
Yes.
There's no gain greater than good company.
Now at the same time, I remember here, Prakash, there are quite a few times I've seen personally Swami himself serving the poor. During those days, Swami used to invite all those people who are actually needy people to the Prashant Nilayam, the huge ground. Swami used to make them assemble there. Swami used to go there and personally feed, serve each one of these needy people. I still can remember that particular site where Swami is bending down, taking a ladle and serving these people.
The thing is, you know, having gone through it, I think once or twice we've also been part of Narayan Seva, we know how difficult it is.
Yes.
What we've done is actually, you know, for a fraction of what Swami has done. In fact, even if we listen to some of these very old devotees in the 60s, 70s, something like 3,000, 4,000 people Swami used to feed personally. It used to take something like 3 hours. Swami would start in the morning and go well into the afternoon.
Yes.
And each person, bending, serving, straightening up, bending, serving, straightening up. You know, unbelievable it is.
In fact, a couple of years back, we had interviewed in Radio Sai an old devotee of Bhagwan, Mrs. Bhatnagar. And auntie was just sharing her experiences. And in fact, recently I met auntie in Parthi. She was just on the chair, so I just told Sai Ram. And I just asked her only one question, because I remember it from the interview. I asked auntie, is it still going on? And she said, yes, of course. What happened was, after auntie's husband passed away, she said, what can I do to serve society? I should do something too. And she decided, let me cook and give offer lunch every day to people. What started as her individual effort, and she would cook every day lunch, and at least for 30-40 people who would come to her house, she would distribute lunch. Now she says, in the interview that was a couple of years back, she said, now it has grown to at least 100 to 200 people every day. And she says, I don't have the means to run the show. I started it as an offering to Bhagwan. And till today, we have not had a problem even for a single day. She says, she started it, she says, I don't have the resources, I don't have the money to run it every day. But things happen. She said, just things happen and people come. I never call anybody, I never ask anybody. People come, they participate. They say, today whatever is to be cooked, we will take care of the expenses.
Yes,
so
yes,
and it has been going on, Nitya Annadhanam, every day.
I think
we should tell auntie that this is what Swami is telling here.
having heard what you said, you know, so sometime back we interviewed one person from Vishakhapatnam, one of the main people in the organization there. He shared this really beautiful story, you know.
Okay.
There they have this thing of going to, I think, one of the important places in the city, just outside one of the temples. They would just set up and give breakfast to whoever is there. So a lot of these hawkers and a lot of these people who, you know, the porters who go about and some of the auto rickshaw drivers, they would all come and take this food.
Okay.
Yes. It was a breakfast being served there. So one person had gone there to be a part of that for the first time. So there, he saw one person very well dressed. He must be in a managerial post in one of the companies. Very well dressed, very neatly groomed. He came, he took a plate, had a breakfast and went. So this person got a thought, you know, this is meant for people who cannot, you know, afford to have breakfast now, afford to have 2-3 meals. Why is this person who is looking, you know, pretty well off, why is he coming and having breakfast here? So this person told him, why don't you go and ask him? Ask him why he comes here. So he went and accosted him and said, sir, you don't seem to be needing this charity. Why do you come and have breakfast here? So that person revealed his story. And this is what it is, you know. He had a good job. He was a clerk in some company where he lost his job. Many people had, you know, lost their jobs because of layoffs and all that. He lost his job. He couldn't find another one. So eventually he became a person who goes around picking people's pockets. So every day in the morning, that particular time of the day when it's most busy, he would come into the things and just try to steal whatever is possible. And people's ornaments, people's purses or whatever. So every morning he would get up, but since he had to be early, the job necessitated him to be there, you know, during the peak hours. He couldn't have breakfast at home. So his wife was not cooking breakfast for him. So he just would come. Then one day when he came to this particular area, he saw that these people are serving breakfast. So he said, why not finish our breakfast here? So he came, had this breakfast, and then went in search of his first victim. And when he went, there he saw in the bus stand elderly person and a younger looking girl, apparently a father and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized that they're coming out of the bank.
Okay.
So he had a bag in his hand. So he said, okay, today's taken care of. I just need to somehow steal that bag.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, he just was waiting for the opportune moment when he heard the conversation happening between the two of them.
Mm.
Where that old man said, you know, finally I've managed to save enough for your marriage.
Mm.
And once I get you married off, then I've got no responsibilities. And then it struck him that, you know, that's the money he's carrying.
Mm.
And he said, if I'm going to steal that money, what is going to happen? And when this thought came, he himself was surprised.
Okay.
Because he said, how many people I've stolen like this from? Why am I feeling like this? Okay, for some reason he just could not steal. So that whole day he doesn't do anything, he goes off home. The next morning he comes and he has a doubt. Is it because of the food I ate here? So then again he comes, he eats that food, then he goes out, he's saying that he is just not able to get the thought to steal.
Wow.
And so the next 3-4 days he keeps coming and eating this food. Then eventually he goes, struggles, finds a job. Then he just manages to get some kind of a job, gets into it. So he comes and eats every day here. And then he told this person, sir, I don't come and eat this food because I cannot afford food. I eat this because that is what is keeping me good.
Beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful. I think Swami has very often mentioned about Patra Shuddhi, Padatha Shuddhi, and Paka Shuddhi.
Exactly.
How pure and how sacred the food has to be, and that in what way it induces even good thoughts in us.
Correct.
Yes. And also, if you say, maybe from point of view of this Veda and also Upanishads, you can see in Taittiriya Upanishad, Annat Bhutani Jayanti. Jatani annena vardhante, the importance of food. All the beings, annat bhutani, bhutani annat jayante. All the beings, they take their birth basically from the food. Jatani annena vardhante. After having taken birth, they also grow. They become big only by the food. So if you take in a very gross level, see, food is said to be very, very important. We have Annamaya Kosha as the first one, the very first sheath, outermost sheath. And it's very important that we maintain this sheath properly. For what purpose? For the purpose of having all our spiritual love, the upliftment.
Correct.
See, Dharmartha Kama Mokshanam Arogyam Moolam Uttamam. Arogyam, the very important aspect is our own health, good health of the mind and the body, which can be achieved only by taking good food. Sacred food. So that's why even dharma, artha, kama, moksha, which is the very purpose of the life, you can see the food acting as the basis for all these things.
These two points which Swami makes also I found very interesting. Swami says, no, the only enemy, the most dangerous enemy is one's own anger.
Yes.
Correct.
And there is no disease more serious than indebtedness. And this needs to be told over and over again for the modern times where it's the age of the credit card. And the home loans.
That's true. I mean, we have seen it happening.
Right. You know, the problems, the debt, debt crisis, which are going on in the world today. To say that the ancients believed that to be in debt is to be like having a disease. The importance of living within your means.
In fact, it's slightly connect, off tangent here, but in the movie Shankaracharya, when he is going as
a bhikshu,
he when he asks food and that lady gives him only the amla fruit in one of the houses, he has take that and he goes to the next house where he asks her, why you are in this situation? And she says, my husband does not believe even hoarding food. He says, even the idea of hoarding food is not, he says it's not righteous. Because why you want to hoard food when somebody else is in need of it? That's why I don't have anything in my house. And then he goes to the next house where they are actually giving a lot of charity. But he says, no, you have hoarded this food and you are giving it. So I don't know. I mean,
very subtle things.
This beautiful Chinnakatha which Swami says from the Mahabharata, you know, where Arjuna one day confronts Krishna and says, what makes you think that Karna is a more a person who is more charitable than any of us.
Okay.
You know, he says that we also do so much of charity. You know, our brother Yudhishthira also so much charity does. But why do you always take the example of Karna to say that he is the most charitable one? So then Krishna says, I'll prove it to you.
Okay.
And it seems Krishna materializes two huge mounds of gold. And he gives one mound of gold to Arjuna and says, you give it off to people.
Okay.
You know, you distribute it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives one mound to Karna. So Arjuna immediately what he does, he calls people and he makes that whole mound of gold to be broken down into smaller pieces. And he says that let's give it to 200, 300 people and all that. And he assembles people who need it. He sends out people to see who are the deserving ones and all that. So when Karna is given like this, it seems just then a poor man comes by and Karna says, would you offer this charity of this mound of gold? And he gives the whole thing to him.
That's Swami, no doubt Karna is called Dhanashura Karna.
Correct.
That's why, and Swami said, see, that Krishna tells Arjuna, see, that is why he is different. Because the moment he wants to give, that idea that this is mine is totally out of his mind. You know, that this is mine, I have to utilize it properly, I should give it, you know, to the people who need it. He just gives it without thinking about it. We'll just go to the next clip in this discourse.
Taru Atma Bhavani Vishwasinchi.
Have firm faith in Atma.
Acharana Yogyamainatuvanti Dharmamulanu Acharinchi.
Practice though that righteousness.
Vedamu kuda nee ikkada Nishiddha Dharmamu Vihita Dharmamu ani rendintini bodhistuu vachindi.
There are two types of dharma, Nishiddha Dharma and Vihita Dharma.
Visarjinchavalasinatuvantivi, Sweekarinchavalasinatuvantivi.
That means things which will have to be given up, things which will have to be followed.
Kani duradrishtavashatu eenadu visarjinchavalasinatuvanti dani sweekaristunnaru, sweekarinchavalasinatuvanti dani visarjistunnaru.
But unfortunately today we are practicing things which will have to be given up, we are giving up things which will have to be practiced.
Idiye pedda ajnanam.
This is the greatest ignorance.
మనం ఎంత శ్రమపడి ఆర్జించినప్పటికి విసర్జించవలసింది విసర్జించాలి.
హౌఎవర్ మచ్ ఎఫర్ట్ యువర్ పుట్ ఇన్ టు ఎర్న్ థింగ్స్.
ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణ,
వన్ స్మాల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్.
నీవు మార్కెట్ కి వెళ్ళావు, 5 రూపాయలు పెట్టి ఒక పెద్ద మామిడి పండును కొన్నావు.
యూ వెంట్ టు ది మార్కెట్ బాట్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ మ్యాంగో పేయింగ్ 5 రూపీస్.
ఇది నా డబ్బుతో కొన్నటువంటి యొక్క మామిడి ఫలము.
ఐ హావ్ పర్చేజ్డ్ దిస్ మ్యాంగో,
దీనికి 5 రూపాయలు విలువనిచ్చాను.
ఐ హావ్ గివెన్ 5 రూపీస్ యాజ్ ద ప్రైస్.
అని దాని తోలును విత్తనాన్ని కూడా నీవు తింటావా?
విల్ యూ బి ఏబుల్ టు జస్ట్ ఈట్ ద స్కిన్ అండ్ ద స్టోన్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ఇట్?
కాదు కాదు, దాని యొక్క రసమును మాత్రమే నీవు స్వీకరించి దాని తోలు విత్తనాన్ని విసర్జించాలి.
యూ ఓన్లీ షుడ్ పార్టేక్ ద ఎసెన్స్ అండ్ ద జ్యూస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. The skin and the seed will have to be thrown out.
ఈ జగత్ అనేటువంటి ఫలమునందు,
ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫ్రూట్ విచ్ మే బి వర్ల్డ్ విచ్ మే కంపేర్ టు ద వరల్డ్,
దీనిని విసర్జించవలసింది విసర్జించాలి.
గివ్ అప్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ విల్ హావ్ టు బి గివెన్
అప్, స్వీకరించాలి.
యాక్సెప్ట్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ విల్ హావ్ టు బి
అదే మీకు ఎన్నో పర్యాయములు చెప్పాను.
ఎనీ
సీ నో ఈ విల్ సీ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్, హియర్ నో ఈ విల్ హియర్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్, టాక్ నో ఈ విల్ టాక్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్, think no evil, think what is good, do no evil, do what is good. This is the way of life. Idi manamu sariyinatundi oka drishtilo pettukovali.
Any number of times I have told you in the past these 5 things, and you have to remember these 5 things. See no evil, see what is good. Hear
cheddanu vinavaddu, cheddanu chudavaddu, cheddanu cheppavaddu, cheddanu talavavaddu, cheddanu cheyavaddu.
Do not see evil, do not hear evil, do not talk evil, do not think evil, do not do evil.
Vidyarthulara, meeru chaala adrishtavantudu.
Dear students, you are extremely fortunate.
Prapanchamulo inni lakshala mandi undinappatiki, inni kotla mandi undinappatiki, ee kontha mandiki maatrame ilanti sadavakasam labhinchindante idi ento adrishtamu.
When there are crores of people in the world, if the small number of you have got this great opportunity, you are extremely fortunate.
లభించిన మీ ఎందు కూడాను ఏ కొంతమంది అయినా కూడాను ఆదర్శప్రాయులుగా నిలిస్తే అంతే చాలు.
ఐ వుడ్ బి హ్యాపీ అట్లీస్ట్ ఇఫ్ ఎ ఫ్యూ పీపుల్ కెన్ బికమ్ ఎన్ ఐడియల్ సెట్ ఆఫ్ స్టూడెంట్స్.
ఎటువంటి అధికారం అయినా మీరు చేయవచ్చును.
accept any authority or
ఎలాంటి ఉద్యోగంలోనైనా నువ్వు ప్రవేశించవచ్చును.
యూ కెన్ టేక్ అప్ ఎనీ జాబ్ దట్ యు వాంట్.
ఎలాంటి వ్యాపారంలోనైనా చేయవచ్చును.
యూ కెన్ ఈవెన్ టేక్ అప్ బిజినెస్.
ఎలాంటి వ్యాపారమైనా కూడా నువ్వు సల్పవచ్చు.
యూ కెన్ ఈవెన్ టేక్ అప్ కల్టివేషన్ ఆఫ్
ల్యాండ్. తప్పు లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ రాంగ్ విత్ దట్.
కర్తవ్య కర్మలు ఆచరిస్తూ
వైల్ డిశ్చార్జింగ్ యువర్ డ్యూటీస్
ఆత్మవిశ్వాసాన్ని విసర్జించకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
హావ్ ఫర్మ్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఆత్మ.
ఈనాడు లోకంలో ఇన్ని కష్టములకు, ఇన్ని నష్టములకు, ఇన్ని దుఃఖములకు, ఇన్ని అనాచరణకు, ఇన్ని అన్యాయములకు మూల కారణము ఆత్మవిశ్వాసం లేకపోవటమే.
ఫర్ ఆల్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్స్, ఆల్ ది డిఫికల్టీస్, ఆల్ ద గ్రీఫ్, సారో, సాడ్నెస్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్.
ఈనాటి మానవుడు తనను తానే నమ్మలేకపోతున్నాడు.
A person who has no faith in God cannot have faith in
himself. ఇలాంటి విద్యార్థులు ఎందుకూడా ఏ విధంగా ఉన్నారంటే, తన జోబులో ఏదైనా ఒక 100 రూపాయలు ఉంటుంటే దీన్ని నేను ఖర్చు పెడతానేమో, ఫ్రెండ్ ఈ 100 రూపాయలు నీ దగ్గర పెట్టుకోనుండు అని అంటాడు.
టుడే స్టూడెంట్స్ డూ నాట్ హ్యావ్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్. ఇఫ్ దే హావ్ గాట్ 100 రూపీ నోట్ విత్ దెమ్, దే హ్యాండ్ ఓవర్ దిస్ 100 రూపీస్ నోట్ టు ది ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ సే,
ఆ 100 రూపాయల నోట్ తానే కాపాడనటువంటి ఒక అపనమ్మకంలో ఉండినటువంటి వాడు ఇతరులను మాత్రం నమ్మగలడా?
A person who does not have faith in his own,
ఇచ్చిన నిమిషం నుంచి కూడాను వాడు తిరిగి నాకు ఇస్తాడు, ఇవ్వడో ఇస్తాడు, ఈ అనుమానం నీలో బాధింపజేస్తుంది.
ఆఫ్టర్ హ్యాండింగ్ ఓవర్ దిస్ 100 రూపీ నోట్ యువర్ ఫ్రెండ్, యూ ఆర్ చార్జ్ విత్ ది డౌట్ వెదర్ యువర్ ఫ్రెండ్ విల్ రిటర్న్.
మొట్టమొదటి సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్, ఆత్మవిశ్వాసాన్ని పెంచుకోవాలి.
దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్.
సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్ మనం అభివృద్ధి పరచుకున్నప్పుడే సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్, అప్పుడే మనకు తృప్తి కలుగుతుంది.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్ యూ కెన్ గెట్ సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్.
ఆ తృప్తి ఎంత ధనమిచ్చినా కూడా మనకు లభ్యమయ్యేటువంటిది కాదు.
దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ కెనాట్ బి ఒబ్టైన్ బై ఎనీ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ.
విశ్వాసమే లేకపోతే తృప్తి అనేటువంటిది ఉండదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ డు నాట్ హ్యావ్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్ యూ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్.
అసంతృప్తి జుజో నష్ట అన్నాడు. అసంతృప్తి కలిగినటువంటి వారికి అన్ని నష్టములే.
A person who is discontented or dissatisfied will face
కలుపు నష్టములకు కష్టములకు గురి కాకుండా ఉండే నిమిత్తమై తృప్తిని మనం సంపాదించుకోవాలి.
If you want to be free from any type of problem, samsara,
ఆత్మవిశ్వాసంతోనే తోనే మనకు లభ్యమవుతుంది.
హ్యావ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ దట్ యు కెన్ గెట్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్.
కనుక సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ వచ్చిందా, ఇంకా ఒక్కరు అడగనక్కర్లేదు, ఒక్కరు చెప్పనక్కర్లేదు. సెల్ఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్, తాను త్యాగం చేస్తాడు.
If you have that self-confidence, without any person telling you, you are prepared to make self-sacrifice.
ఈ సెల్ఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్, ఈ త్యాగం చేసిన సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ అక్కడే మనకు లభిస్తుంది.
వన్స్ దర్ ఇస్ సెల్ఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్, ది సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ డాన్స్ ఆటోమేటికలీ.
కనుక ఆత్మ సాక్షాత్కార నిమిత్తమై మనం ఎప్పుడో ఎక్కడో ఏ కారణం చేతనో అనేటువంటి భ్రమలను మనం విసర్జించి ఈ యొక్క భావములను, పవిత్రమైన త్యాగములను మనం ఆచరించినప్పుడు అప్పుడే అక్కడే అన్ని విధాలు కూడా మనకు లభ్యమవుతుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ గెట్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ ఫర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎనీ పర్టికులర్ ప్లేస్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఎనీ సాధన. ఇఫ్ యూ ఫాలో దీస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ అండ్ మేక్ సెల్ఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
ప్రతి విద్యార్థి కూడాను సత్కర్మలలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
దేర్ ఫోర్ ఎవ్రీ స్టూడెంట్ షుడ్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు గుడ్
సత్కర్మలు ఆచరించినప్పుడే చిత్తశుద్ధి మనకు కలుగుతుంది.
గుడ్ యాక్షన్ కన్ఫర్స్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్.
చిత్తశుద్ధి కలిగినప్పుడే జ్ఞాన సిద్ధి లభ్యమవుతుంది.
ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్ అలోన్ విల్ గివ్ యూ విజ్డమ్.
ఇవన్నీ కూడా మనలోనే ఉంటున్నాయి.
ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్
అవైలబుల్. బయటకు ఎక్కడో వెతకనక్కర్లేదు.
నో నీడ్ ఫర్ సర్చింగ్.
ఏ గ్రంథమును మనం చదవనక్కర్లేదు.
నో నీడ్ ఫర్ రీడింగ్ ఎనీ బుక్.
తనయందు తాను వెతుక్కుంటే ఎప్పుడైనా మనకు లభ్యమవుతుంది.
ఈ వన్ సర్చెస్ విత్ ఇన్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కెన్ బి ఒబ్టైన్డ్.
అక్కడ వాల్ క్లాక్ ఒకటి ఉంటుండాలి.
దేర్ ఇస్ అ వాల్ క్లాక్ దేర్.
ఈ వాల్ క్లాక్ లోపల 3 పిన్నులు ఉంటున్నాయి.
దేర్ ఆర్ 3 హ్యాండ్స్ ఇన్ ద వాల్ క్లాక్.
ఒకటి నిమిషముల ముళ్ళు,
వన్ ఈస్ మినిట్స్,
ఒకటి సెకండ్ ముళ్ళు,
సెకండ్స్ హ్యాండ్,
రెండవది అవర్ ముళ్ళు.
అవర్ ది
ఈ సెకండ్ ముళ్ళు, నిమిషముల ముళ్ళు, అవర్ ముళ్ళు, గంటల ముళ్ళు.
ది సెకండ్స్ హ్యాండ్, మినిట్స్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ అవర్ హ్యాండ్.
దీనిని చక్కగా మనం పరిశీలన చేస్తే, పరిశోధన చేస్తే ఎంత సరైనటువంటి అర్థములు మనకు లభ్యమవుతాయి.
ఇఫ్ యూ కేర్ఫుల్లీ అబ్జర్వ్ దెమ్ అండ్ ఎన్క్వైర్, గ్రేట్ లెసన్స్ కెన్ బి లెర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్.
ఆ సెకండ్ ముళ్ళు టక్ 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 అని 60 ఇళ్ళు మాత్రమే ప్రయాణం చేసినప్పుడు ఈ నిమిషముల ముళ్ళు ఒక్క ఇల్లును మాత్రమే చేరుతుంది.
వెన్ ది సెకండ్ హ్యాండ్ గోస్ రౌండ్ ది ఎంటైర్ క్లాక్ 60 హౌసెస్, ది మినిట్స్ హ్యాండ్ మూవ్స్ ఓన్లీ 1 హౌస్.
చూసారా, మినిట్స్ సెకండ్స్ ముళ్ళు 60 ఇండ్లు ప్రయాణం చేస్తే మినిట్స్ మిల్లు ఒక్క ఇంటికి మాత్రమే వచ్చి చేరుతుంది.
When the second hand journeys 60 houses, minutes hand journeys only one house.
ఈ మినిట్స్ ముళ్ళు 60 houses అనగా 60 ఇండ్లు దాటుకుని వస్తే అప్పుడు అవర్స్ ముళ్ళు ఒక్క ఇంటికి మాత్రమే చేరుతుంది.
When the minutes hand moves 60 houses, the hours hand moves only one house.
మన దేహము ఒక్క వాల్ క్లాక్ వంటిది.
అవర్ బాడీ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ వాల్ క్లాక్.
మనం కర్మలు ఆచరిస్తున్నాము, నిర్విరామ కృషి చల్పుతున్నాము, ఇదే సెకండ్ ముళ్ళు. అనేక కర్మలు తెల్లవారి లేచింది మొదలు రాత్రి పరుండున్నంత వరకును మంచి కర్మలు చేస్తున్నాము.
ఫ్రమ్ డాన్ టు డస్క్ వీ కంటిన్యూస్లీ అండర్టేక్ సీజనస్లీ యాక్షన్.
ఇక్కడ మంచి కర్మలు మనం అనేకంగా చేసినప్పుడు మినిట్స్ ముళ్ళు చిత్తశుద్ధి అనేది ఒక్క స్థాయికి వచ్చి చేరుతుంది.
వెన్ వీ పర్ఫార్మ్ ఇన్యూమరబుల్ గుడ్ డీడ్స్ అవర్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్ మూవ్స్ బై వన్ హౌస్.
ఇక్కడ ఉపాసన చిత్తశుద్ధితో దైవాన్ని అనేక విధములుగా ప్రేమించి అతన్ని ఆరాధించి భజించి మనం స్మరించినప్పుడు అవర్సుముల్ అనేటువంటి ఆత్మ ఒక్క స్థాయికి వచ్చి చేరిపోతుంది.
విత్ ఎ ప్యూర్ హార్ట్ ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ లవ్ గాడ్ విత్ ఆల్ యువర్ హార్ట్ విత్ ఆల్ ప్యూరిటీ దెన్ ఆత్మ మూవ్స్ వన్ హౌస్.
అయితే సెకండ్ ముళ్ళు కదిలేదు మనకు చక్కగా కనిపిస్తుండాలి.
వీ కెన్ సీ ది మూవ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ సెకండ్.
నేను ఎన్ని సత్కర్మలు ఆచరించాను అని చక్కగా టోటల్ వేసుకోవచ్చును.
యు కెన్ టోటల్ అప్ ది నంబర్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ డీడ్స్ విచ్ యు హావ్ డన్.
మినిట్స్ ముళ్ళు కూడాను నేను ఎన్ని విధములైన రీతిగా భగవంతుని ప్రార్థన చేస్తున్నాను, ఎన్ని విధములుగా ఉపాసన సల్పుతున్నాను అని అది కూడాను కొంచెం కనిపిస్తుంది ముళ్ళు తిరిగేది.
వీ ఆల్సో కెన్ జస్ట్ సీ ద మినిట్స్ అండ్ మూవ్మెంట్ సచ్ అస్ ఉపాసన అవర్స్.
కానీ అవర్స్ ముళ్ళు మాత్రం కదిలేది కనిపించదు.
బట్ ది మూవ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది అవర్స్ హ్యాండ్ కెనాట్ బి సీన్ లైక్ దాట్.
అయితే ఆ కనిపించినటువంటి అవర్స్ ముళ్ళు నిమిత్తమే ఈ మినిట్స్ ముళ్ళు సెకండ్స్ ముళ్ళు అవసరమే కానీ అవర్స్ ముళ్ళు లేకపోతే ఈ సెకండ్స్ ఈ యొక్క మినిట్స్ వృథ ఏమీ చెప్పలేము.
ది మూవ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది సెకండ్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ ద మినిట్స్ హ్యాండ్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ మెంట్ టు బ్రింగ్ అబౌట్ ఎ మూవ్మెంట్ ఇన్ ది అవర్స్ హ్యాండ్. If the our hand doesn't move, what is the use of all these things, movement?
Kanuka manam ee satkarmalu satchintanlu chesi aatmavishwasame lekapothe idi kevalam nirupayogam avutundi.
Whatever good deeds you do, good thoughts you undertake, all that will become useless if you do not have firm self.
There was that clip. You know, what a beautiful analogy of connecting the three, the good actions, the purity in the mind, and the realization which dawns.
Correct. Karma, Bhakti, Marga, Jnana.
Swami is talking mainly about the purity of the senses.
Mm-hmm.
Panchendriyas, pancha karmendriyas, pancha jnanendriyas.
Correct.
See good, see only good, and see, don't see the evil.
Hmm.
And see what is hear what is
good,
what is not, don't hear what is good. So on these lines Swami has been talking. Basically, see, even in the Vedas also it's mentioned.
Hmm.
The purity of the thought, word and deed, and also how all these five senses,
hmm,
pancha karmendriyas, pancha jnanendriyas, in what way they have to be kept pure, so that we'll be able to reach out to the highest. I think same that Vedic principle, Swami in a very simple, lucid way, Swami has been telling to all of us.
Correct.
And then, you know, Swami makes this very beautiful point in the beginning of the thing, where he says, you know, the lack of self-confidence is what is the reason for all the problems.
Mm.
And many times Swami would say, you know, when talking to students, he would say, after all, you have to fill that, you know, few inches long stomach of yours. No, that was in a sense the self-confidence that Swami was giving to youngsters.
Mm.
Saying that, you know, it takes very little to take care of this body of yours, to take care of the family of yours. And if you look at it, that holding nature or that ability to, you know, will this be enough for me? Will this be sufficient for my family?
Mm.
That is what is leading to all kinds of corruption and all kinds of, you know, malpractices in society. That lack of confidence that I can take care, I'll have enough.
Correct.
And Swami has shown by his own examples with what confidence he has taken up such huge projects.
Correct.
And really found a great success in that. What we see today in the field of maybe medicine, in the field of the social work, or maybe the educational institutions. With what great confidence Swami has taken up the issue, and also everything is going on so smoothly. That itself is a living example for all of us.
Definitely, sir.
And then Swami goes on to this point where, you know, how he connects that self-confidence with self-satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami goes on to say, without self-satisfaction, you cannot self-sacrifice if there is no self-satisfaction. That's an interesting point, because often we think that we give without when we are denying ourselves.
Correct.
But Swami is saying self-satisfaction will lead you to self-sacrifice.
Mm.
When you feel that contentment, then the ability to give up and the ability to give for others becomes more easy.
And this self-sacrifice alone leads us to immortality.
Right.
That's what Swami is mentioning.
That's
the same thing here. Sloka also you can see in the Vedas. Nakarmana naprajaya dhanena tyage naike amrutatva manushu. If one has to attain the immortality, it is only by the sacrifice, self-sacrifice, he can achieve this.
Right.
Yes.
And there's, you know, there's no amount of words will describe how beautiful this analogy is of the clock and this one. And there's so many various aspects which Swami used. You know, the idea that a clock can always be there without the second hands.
Mm.
You know, you cannot have a clock without the hour hand.
Correct.
That would make no sense. And that's Swami saying that, you know, you can... what is the point in having that second hand going round and round? You know, you going on doing karmas, good karmas, what you think is good karmas, if there is no movement in the hour hand, which is your movement towards your reality.
Yes.
I mean, just thinking of this contemporary example that Swami is giving, you didn't have wall clocks in the time of the Vedas, just to put it
yes.
frankly.
Yes.
But how, in fact, he mentions, I think, in this beginning of this clip, how the essence of this entire Veda, Shastras, Puranas, Upanishads, Swami has given us in the series of discourses. And I don't know, it's just a great good fortune. And he himself mentions it, that amongst millions of people, you few hundreds are. And there he gives this reason. He says, I'm giving this to you because you are the future leaders of this country.
Yes.
You are the future leaders and pleaders, that's what Swami says. And if you look at it, as Swami has always given that importance to youth, and he wanted that youth should have proper understanding of his message and
yes.
of the message of the Vedas. But how tirelessly he gave it.
Yes.
In fact, I think Sanjay Sani sir had once told us in a class where once Swami had said, you know, Swami would often say 70% of my time I spend with students.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my energies I spend in talking to the students and guiding them.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems once Swami had told that, you know, every moment I spend with these students, with these children,
mm-hmm.
all the time my eye is on Loka Kalyanam, on the benefit the world will have because of these children getting this chance from me.
Yes.
And you know, that's what when Swami says that you are going to be the leaders of the future, you are going to be, take up anything. You know, that's what Swami is saying, that I'm not telling that all of you should become sannyasis, I'm not telling that all of you should become teachers.
Mm.
Take up any profession, but make sure
Correct.
That whatever you've learnt and all this kind of reflects and flows through whatever you do professionally mm-hmm. or otherwise.
But Swami has, that's what made physically, if you think, Swami had made all the effort to give what's good for these children.
Mm-hmm.
And try to shape their own lives in a better way. I still remember on one occasion, I think Sai Prakash, you were also there,
mm-hmm.
when Swami had called a group of dance boys to the Purnasinda auditorium. I think around 20-25 students were there.
Correct.
And Swami spoke to the students for about 30-40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, Swami asked, any doubt, anybody?
Okay.
At that time, one boy made bold and asked, he stood up and asked Swami, Swami, how to please Swami?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that is the occasion when Swami said, Swami is very happy with the question.
Mm.
And Swami said, it's very simple.
Mm.
Bangaru, you just do two things.
Mm-hmm.
Swami said, first one, talk less. Second one, don't have too much of friendship with anybody.
Have less contact.
Less contact.
Yes. I remember that. Very much.
Yes. Swami told these two things.
Mm.
Talk less and don't have too much of contact.
Okay.
See, very simple way, Swami builds these good things in the life of students, and that's how he is preparing the students for a better future, better society tomorrow.
Very true. I think it's the experience of many of our colleagues and our brothers who have passed out from here.
Yes.
When they go into organizations, their innate quality, their innate nature is so different from others. In fact, I'm reminded of this beautiful incident which Brother Sonam shared with us. So he was saying on one of those occasions, very fortunate occasions, when he was going with Swami in the car, Swami was taking him in the car. Yes. And there was another singer who was sitting next to Bhagwan.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami first told him, you sing a song. So he sang a song. And then Swami told Sonam, brother, you also sing a song.
Okay.
So he also sang a song. Then he asked Swami, how was it?
Yes.
And Swami said, both of you sang nicely, but you should not have competition.
Yes.
You should strive for excellence.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that statement means so much. And actually, these are the values that we inculcate. And the whole world is full of competition. There is no place for trying to bend and help the other person and to bring him up. I mean, I know of, because we lived in hostels, some of the students who are really brilliant in their studies, how they would spend all their time in trying to help the students who are not very bright.
Yes.
And how beautiful it is.
Yes.
I don't think anywhere else it happens.
Exactly. Yes.
And
yes.
They are ready to forego their own time, their preparation time to help others.
Yes.
They could have just, studied more and more and then gone up the ladder.
A rare things to find outside, actually.
Exactly. And one of the teachers whom I asked, school teachers, I asked him, sir, Swami often mentions that students and who join here from their early years, they have, by dint of being told these values every day, it somehow gets into you, it seeps into you.
Correct.
And you intuitively know that such and such a thing is right and such a thing is not right.
Yes.
So I asked him, sir, do you really find any difference between students who come from outside in class 11 and students who study in Swami's
from the primary
from
school.
Primary school.
Yes.
So he told something very, very revealing.
Yes.
He said, for example, if one of the students is not well, he's sick.
Yes.
I have seen in a group of 4 or 5 boys, when I just tell them, see, that fellow is not well, somebody should go and help him. The first people who will be ready to sacrifice their own time, they'll be ready to sacrifice their own grade, will be children who have studied from class 1. He said, it's not because they are brilliant students. They are they score good marks. But that willingness to sacrifice their excellence, their pursuit of getting good marks, whatever, they are immediately ready to go and help their friend. He says, that there is a slight hesitation in people who come from outside.
Yes.
What is sir telling me to do? If I go and help this fellow, then how? When will I study? When will I grow? When will I get good marks? He says, but students who have studied from earlier years, spontaneously they go to help.
Yes.
That's what when Swami says that self-confidence is the starting point.
Yes.
That feeling that, if you please Swami, Swami is going to take care. And that student asks Swami how to please Swami. Swami has put that pleasing Swami as the most important agenda for devotees and students who come.
Yes, yes.
So everything else falls in place, because to please Swami you have to do all these things.
Yes.
I'm reminded of another incident which one of our lecturers had shared when we were studying in Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
There was this youth who was part of one of the early summer courses.
Yes.
Okay. Those students who used to enroll in the 70s and all that. So after his education, he had joined one of the companies in Bangalore.
Mm-hmm.
So one day he came to Swami and he came to take blessings because his company was sending him to Russia.
Okay.
It was USSR then, the 70s. So there was a global tender being given out by a very prestigious company in USSR.
Mm-hmm.
So companies from all around the world were bidding for that contract.
Okay.
So this guy was called to represent his company and go and attend that meeting in USSR, which itself was a surprise because he was quite junior. So he came to Swami to take blessings. And of all things Swami could have told, Swami looks at this boy and says, oh, you're going to Russia. What will you get for Swami from there? And this boy was thrilled. Here is the Swami who will never take anything from anybody, and he's saying, what will you get for me? He said, Swami, anything, you just ask, I will get anything for you. Swami said, oh, you'll get anything for me from Russia. He said, yes, Swami, just ask. And you know what Swami said? Swami whispered in his ear, come back with a pure mind. That was one end, it was such a profound statement from Swami, and the other end, he had no idea what Swami was meaning by come back with a pure mind. So nevertheless, you know, he goes, mm-hmm. goes to Russia. And the day before the tender was being announced, the boss of that company who was giving this contract, he arranged for a huge party where he had invited all these people who had come for that from all across the country. So he had arranged a massive party. And so this boss was himself there and he was going around making everybody feel comfortable. So he came to the small group where this boy was standing and understandably it's Russia and you can imagine that the vodkas and wines would have been flowing. But this boy was in that small group where he was having a cup of fruit juice.
Okay.
So this man, in, you know, in making people feel comfortable, the boss had drunk from group to group and finally he came here and he said, "Why aren't you drinking any of our drinks?" He said, "Because this is famous. You know, our land is famous for the vodka and for all these things." He said, "Why aren't you drinking?" So he said, "No, sir, I'm comfortable. I don't take any of these hot drinks." So this man kind of got offended for no reason. He said, "Why aren't you drinking? Because this is our, you know, the glory of our country. Why aren't you taking it?" So he said, "I insist that you drink." And he was almost fetching a drink for him. He said, "No, sir, I don't think I'll be the same person if I take a drink." And he got very wild and he said, "Mister, do you realize I'm the person giving out the tender? And if I want, I can give the tender to your company. And you are offending me." So this boy, he was saying later when he narrated it, he said all through this experience he was going through, that Swami's words that come back with a pure mind, come back with a pure mind, was ringing in his ear. And he looked at him and said, "Sir, I know, I really, I'm aware of what the consequences this act of mine could lead to, but I cannot take this drink." So the man gets very angry and he just turns away and walks off. And next morning, the tender is announced and it is given to this man's company. And you know, the reason why he says is that he comes and tells, "I like the confidence with which you stuck to your values." He says, "I liked the confidence you had that I have to stick to these values come what may." He said, "That is what impressed me and that is why I am giving you this contract."
That's how Swami infuses confidence in students.
Really? Yeah, everything follows once you say that I want to please Swami.
Yes.
In fact, sir, as you were mentioning, Swami said, "Talk less and have less contacts."
Yes.
It's almost like leaking a question paper, you know. Like, so somebody asks a question and some of the most difficult question, Swami is leaking out the answer. And in fact, we tried it out when we were in a 10th standard. I think I mentioned it earlier in the show. But when we were in a 10th standard, somehow we thought that we were eligible for an interview. Because Swami, we have to write board exam. You know, it's not easy. So, we need an interview. And we really thought to ourselves, what is the best way to please Swami? And this is what came up.
Yes,
and we
yes.
said, let us all keep silent.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just, it was a collective decision.
Yes.
And our whole class kept silent. And generally between two periods, the teacher of the previous period goes out and then the next teacher comes in. There's a lot of commotion and noise and boys running around and talking. And there was absolute silence.
Yes.
And every teacher who entered our class was
sir is here.
I remember very clearly that particular day when we did it, it was a Tuesday, I remember. And every teacher was so inspired to speak about Swami.
Yes.
And that whole day, we are in 10th standard and we have to do a lot of syllabus, board exam, all that went to the back seat. And just looking at, you know, experiencing that silence in the class, every teacher came and just spoke about Swami and it was such a beautiful experience. And Swami immediately, he told one of our teachers in the mandir, Mr. Vednaran sir was there, Swami called him and said, "Look at my boys. They are keeping silence.
Yes.
They are keeping maunam to please me." Immediately, we have not sent letter to Swami, nothing. Swami said, "See, they are doing that too." And eventually, we did get our interview.
In a sense, your silence was louder than the wails of prayer, I think.
Very true. And it is so beautiful. Because, and see, just look at, here Swami says, hundreds of deeds, then Chitta Shuddhi, and then Jnana. If you look at this, just this episode of us keeping silent, you know, because we followed Swami's words, we did the correct action, every teacher came and spoke only about Swami and our minds are immersed in Swami and that led us to proximity of Swami. What more do you want?
Yes.
So,
it's beautiful. I think we're running out of time. Bishu will be here for the next program. So it was wonderful reminiscing. Praveena sir, thank you for being with us. You know, it was a wonderful transition from a very theoretical and deep topic to Swami breaking it down to how easily you can achieve all this, you know, Chitta Shuddhi and Atma Sakshatkar. How can you achieve it? Swami breaks it down to, you know, do good actions, purify your mind. And so, dear listeners, that is the end of this week's Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. On behalf of you and on behalf of Sai Prakash and myself, we thank Praveena sir for being with us.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
And on behalf of all of us, let us offer this humble effort of ours at Swami's Lotus Feet. Thank you, listeners, for being with us. Join us next week for the concluding part of this discourse, and of course, concluding part of the discourses we'll be playing as part of this series. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.